The guys have arrived, Southern Tenant Folk Union, ahead of a big gig in Bangor, and here's just a wee reminder from the latest album.
Crash, you're moving again. Name speed, watch the screen, it will cut your lead. Crash, the splinter between us. At school and by rote, how we lost the right to vote. They said no one used it anyway.
Yeah, a couple of wee snippets from the album Hello Cold Goodbye Sun, Southern Tenant Folk Union. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Johnny.
Are you missing someone?
No, this is well, we were a seven piece when we were here in February,
yes,
yeah.
But musical differences?
No. Huge fight? No. Life moves on. In fact, there was a couple in the band playing mandolin and fiddle, Carrie and Adam, and they've recently got married. So, they're too busy feathering the nest. They've got no time for this. And we've got a new couple in the band. It's Danny and Dirk.
Yeah.
They're not a couple sexually. They're just sort of a couple of wise guys.
Yeah. So they've gone for domesticity, and they've forsaken the glamorous life on the road.
Life on the road, yeah. Weatherspoons and Travelodge. They've left it behind.
Every time I go to look online for a review, I mean, Q Magazine, all these respected music bibles all rave about you. Does that necessarily transfer into cash?
No, it doesn't. No, frankly. No, it doesn't, but because there's so many artists out there now who are releasing, really good music. I mean, I don't believe those people that say that, that the only good music was in the past. There's still great music being made to this day, and there's just a lot more people doing it, so it's harder to hear about smaller independent bands. That's why bands like us have to go out on the road and come to people's towns and convert them into our messianic style bluegrass folk religion.
Yes, you would be forgiven, because we have a bit of an older audience who will say, modern music is rubbish. And I keep trying to say, no, you just have to find the right stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there was always
If you look at the top 10 in the charts, it would turn your hair grey. That's my excuse, but
Yeah, I mean, but that's who's buying that? That's teenagers and people with no taste in music.
It's 9-year-olds. It's not even teenagers.
Well, there we go. but as I said, in the 1970s, when you think about all this classic, Bob Dylan's recent sort of great albums, and there was still rubbish in the charts.
Yeah, well, there always has been. Yeah. And I suppose the 80s populated with Stock Aitken and Waterman taking up the top 20 and stuff like that. But as you say, you've got to sort of go beyond the tip of the iceberg and have a look and find the real music.
And you can do if you look around,
And yeah. There are young kids out there who do listen to that type of music,
Your type of music.
They alienate the whole teen.
We're not
teen fan base with.
No, but we would be very surprised, and sometimes I would go to gigs and it's, 19-year-old hairdressers are coming up and asking for Zeppelin and AC/DC, at least it's proper music,
That's proper music.
No machines involved, we always try to get away from. So how's the touring been going then?
It's been going great, yeah. We started again in September. We were touring around England and we were even on TV, in England on BBC One, which is our first sort of national UK.
Is it the Andrew Marr show?
The Andrew Marr show. It's because there's a sort of political dimension to some of the lyrics. In the last few years of the band, I think we were a good fit for that show. And we were doing a song about wage inflation as Nick Clegg was sitting on the couch, tapping his thumb against his pleated trousers.
Yeah. When you do an appearance like that, can you see an immediate effect on people searching out the band?
Because I got this girl Zena that does our website stuff to put a little catch thing where if you put your email address in, you get a free download of an MP3. Yeah. I thought that's the modern way to go. People doing that, and I did that just the week before, and we had like 300-400 people.
Yeah.
Just download the MP3 and then join the mailing list off the back of that one TV appearance.
Well, it all helps.
So that's not many, but that's still good for us.
It's more and more. It keeps building. And then, you know, those 300 or 400 will tell some more people, check this band out. I suppose that's the way it should work anyway. But you're going to be busy next few weeks. You're all over Ireland. I mean, you really, really are. You're in Waterford City, you're at Dublin, Kilkenny, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, you're just all over the place. Yeah. I wouldn't like your petrol bill.
I think fuel's gone down a little bit, but it's still terribly high. I mean, our travelling costs with six people in the van and food, you know, it's hard to make money on the road. It really is. I mean, I hope we can do it one day.
I mean, do you rely, I mean, the old-fashioned way, selling CDs at gigs, that kind of thing?
Yeah, with that money's ring-fenced and it's put into the recording and promotion of the next CD, you know, which without that, there's no new way of promoting the band each time, each year.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need a new album now, so we're working on the next one. We're recording in January. And working away on those tunes.
Okay, well, good luck to you. And the gig that people can go and see locally, Bangor Town Hall.
Bangor Town Hall, yeah. So we've not played there before. Looking forward to it. I think we're on stage at 8 o'clock.
And that's tonight.
That's tonight.
Yeah,
that's tonight. So it's just outside the city.
Yeah.
Just a couple
of miles.
Well,
it's a lovely venue. I've been in it. A lovely
venue.
Okay,
all right. Well, I'll look forward to it.
Yeah. So Bangor Town Hall. Folks, get yourselves down. Show starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and it's a good mix of sort of bluegrass, atmospheric folk music. We've got some great pickers in the band on fiddle and guitar and mandolin. So, yeah. It's a good show, very informal, lots of nice stories. People will have a good time.
A
chance.
You should put one of those stickers across the posters, you know, proper music. You know, that kind of proper music. Come on in and hear it, you know. Might open a few people's eyes. So, are you going to do a tune for us?
We'll do a tune. We'll do a bluegrassy one, just to give people a sense of the sort of lively stuff that's going to be going on tonight. This is one from the first album called The Green-Eyed Girl from Louisville.
Okay.
Go to east or south or west with any girl I have ever kissed. I feel so low.
Johnny Hall!
She seemed to glow from deep within. I felt so warm. I just can't begin to tell you how I cried that day.
Brilliant, guys. Brilliant. Thank you. So that's typical of some of the stuff tonight?
That's typical of the bluegrass stuff, but yeah. The band's over five albums, we've decided to see what else we can do with the music. As I mentioned, the political dimension to some of the lyrics.
Yeah.
And more atmospheric folk with a bass kind of bowed and kind of more odd notes. So basically, I think if you played 2 45 minutes of just straight bluegrass, it would be a bit dull.
Yeah.
So we sort of top and tail the show with that kind of fast, exciting stuff with the great solos and the nice harmony vocals, and then, you know, I'm trying to sell it to you folks. Come on, come down.
Okay, listen, it was terrific. I do feel privileged to be sitting here listening to it at close quarters.
Well, thanks for having us back, Johnny.
No, listen, any time, lads. So Bangor Town Hall tonight, folks. That's in Castle Park Avenue. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Listen, guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you so much. Cheers.